Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. We've got a special guest on the show. He's WA's most popular TV personality, as well as being the Channel 7 news presenter for over 3.5 decades. It's the one, the only, Rick Arden. Welcome.
Hello. Wonderful to be here again.
It's good to have you back, Rick. It wasn't that long ago that we were sitting right here in this very studio for our Father's Day panel.
Yeah, we were talking about the importance of fathers and their influence on kids in life, and that's never been more important than it is today.
Yeah. Rick, just reflecting back on that, that was the first time that we had done a panel like that in this studio and getting some dads in. It was a great conversation, a diversity with different dads and different ages and stages. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, reflecting back to that panel about Father's Day and the importance of fathers in society? Did you have any thoughts after you left?
Yeah, I did. I thought it's important that we have an avenue to let parents know that they are appreciated, how important they are in formulating the lives and futures of our kids. Mothers especially, you know, mothers are the nurturers. You know, babies came through the womb, so there's always a special connection with a child's mother. These days, with all the negative influences online, it's terrible to understand for parents listening that your child is being influenced more now in the palm of their hand what they're being fed online than what they are with their parents. So parenting has never been as important. And, you know, it really does take time at the table without phones, just talking to kids in the car on the way to or from school, those special times when you're alone with your child so that you can set them on the right path in life.
It really is scary. I'm a mum of young kids, so it's like so important to me at the moment. It's always on my mind just about how influenced they are with media. But also I feel like there's a lot of external pressure on parents as well at the moment, because you are seen on these forums and easily criticised in these mediums as well.
Yeah, I mean, we don't worry about the criticism so much. That's just the loony fringe sometimes. got a theory or a conspiracy, that sort of thing. But I will say, more people being isolated in COVID, spending more time on the internet has made more people loonier. You know, seriously, you have people without outrageous theories because they've read it online, and they've been so brainwashed, conditioned by what's online and other people saying the same things, they actually start to believe it. So, as I've said, especially for mums out there listening with young kids, you know what it's like. You've got kids, you just need a break. So it's easy to say, look, here's the phone or an iPad as a babysitter.
Yep.
Don't do it. Persevere, because the consequences down the line are much worse
than
what you're going through with the frustration at the moment. In future, you'll just lose your kids if they're allowed to just, you know, be brainwashed by what's online. Mm. It's a danger in our society that's increasingly so. And, you know, the chickens are already coming home to roost now with outrageous division. I mean, you look at the United States, you know, how polarized their politics are. You know, we're getting the same way. I'm going to have a go at you. No, I'm going to have a go at you. So there's no dialogue or discourse where people sit down and say, look, we've got different opinions. Let's, you know, come to a tolerance. Let's come to an understanding of each other and respect each other's right to have different opinions. It's increasingly so on the net, you know, I'm going to attack you. No, I'm going to attack you. And that's not the way life's meant to be. And it comes back to having belief in life, you know, about the right things. And I firmly believe the Ten Commandments, when I was young, is the framework for life. It's the framework for our law and order, whether people believe or not, it is. And that's important that you understand, you know, that if you want to have contentment in your life, have belief, go back to the basics of what's right and what's wrong for contentment in your life and in your family's life. Mm.
And that's also why the importance of 98.5 comes in as well.
Absolutely.
Being that alternative and just like bringing people together and being able to broadcast that hope all day, every day.
Yeah.
It is unique here, isn't it? When you think about what we do here at 98.5, we are it as far as sharing hope in this city, Rick.
That's exactly right. And I loved the old moniker you used to have, no greed, no hurt, no ridicule. Mm. It's never been more important than it is today. You know, you get shock jocks, you know, on radio, taking the mickey out of people. It's derogatory humour. You know, it's cheap laughs and at people's expense. People go, ho, ho, that's funny. You're not for the poor person who's, you know, been misrepresented, that sort of thing like that. As I said, we've been in it so long, it's water off a duck's back for us. We don't care what people say. It really doesn't matter to us. But some people are affected. Young people are affected. I mean, you look at the Akubra Hat Girl in the Northern Territory. Sweet 15-year-old girl who was chosen to be the face of Akubra Hats. Then she is slammed online by trolls so much that she took her own life. Mm. Wow. So this is not how life is meant to be. I firmly believe we need more widespread sweeping laws to stop online trolls doing what they're doing and getting away with it. If you stood on a soapbox in Forest Chase, for example, and said, the Prime Minister is the liar from the Shire, as some people are now saying, and I don't care what side of politics you're on, by the way, I'm just talking about negative people. If you said that, you might be sued, but you can say anything online these days. So I firmly believe we have to name and shame trolls, and that will then put the pressure back on them.
The last year, or the last almost 2 years, it's been challenging. I mean, it's stating the obvious, I know, it's been challenging for a lot of people. But as someone that's reading the news almost every night and delivering that information to us, and a lot of it's not good news, obviously, mm-hmm. How has that impacted you and your family? Like, how does that affect you?
Well, I think the big picture is that, we're still blessed, especially here in Western Australia. Mm. When you look at it, it's what happens around Australia, the lockdowns in Melbourne, for example, and Sydney, they've been doing it tough. Look at the rest of the world. I mean, they're terrible lockdowns and deaths everywhere. So to put it in perspective, while it's been hard for a lot of people, some people have lost their jobs, some people don't want to be vaccinated, but the big picture, I think, is we've been through a long period of prosperity and peace in the past couple of decades. You look at our parents, our grandparents, went through two wars, went through a depression, people out of work, people, as you've said before, food rations. So
absolutely,
the big picture is we've had a long period of where everything has been okay, generally, and not for everybody, of course. And now we're just going through the tough times, which I think will make us appreciate when we come out of it the good times. So right here in Perth and Western Australia, I think we are the world's luckiest people at present. I think we're blessed and we should appreciate that. And as I said once before, I think on Sunshine FM, I was down south and called in to see some hippie art off Caves Road. A lady named Desley and Bear. Hello, if you're listening. And they sold me a CD, which was a country and Western Australian singer, and he had a song that was something along the lines of, "The God of the Mountain is also the God of the Valley." So what it means is when you're feeling on top of the world, God's there and you appreciate everything you've got in life. When things aren't going so well, sometimes it's a little harder to appreciate life, but knowing God is always there means that if you have that belief in your life, you'll come through anything.
Thinking about why we are here for Radiothon this week, and thinking about, can you just share your thoughts on why you think 98.5 is so much needed here in our city?
Oh, because you're basically the only positive, negativity radio station in town that gives people something to look forward to in terms of spirituality, in terms of belief, and as you've said, hope all day every day, which is your slogan at the moment. That's why it's important with this appeal you're having that people listening understand that every small donation collectively makes for a bigger donation that helps 98.5 keep going. Without 98.5, I just think Perth would be a poorer place, to use a little alliteration. So I think it's very important that people understand that donations sitting there at the moment, I know we've been talking, but the aim of all this past week or so has been to raise money to keep 98.5 on air. So I know you're going for $200,000. We've got $135,000 remaining. If you're listening, everything helps. So the number is 93130985 or 98.5, which is FIVE.com.
Listen to Rick. And donate now.
You can help keep a point of difference in Perth through positivity and hope.
We're nearly finished, but before you go, we're gonna play a game.
Okay.
I've got no idea what's involved here, so I'm learning.
Now, I haven't played this one before.
Oh, okay.
So we're all doing this one for the first time. So strap yourselves in.
No, you've got to have a bit of fun in life.
This could go real well.
Okay. We're calling this one the Hope Time Machine.
Okay.
All right. So what year was your eldest daughter born?
My eldest daughter?
Yes.
Well, she's going to be, I was talking about this off air, born in, she's 30 years old. So that means she's born in 1991.
91. Okay. Let's hop in the time machine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Heading back to 1991. Now, what were you doing that year in 1991?
Helping my wife with the change in our life, suddenly from being single Both not being single, but both being married, but both having, you know, our singular lifestyle. Suddenly there's this beautiful little creature who takes all your time change your life. So that's basically what I was doing, helping my wife. But back then, you know, there were a number of things going on, you know, around the world. I remember going to the Middle East just after my youngest daughter, well, when she was young anyway, and thinking, gee, I hope I get back okay. So just for work. So, yeah,
wow.
That's one memory.
The
yeah.
Middle East.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what was your hope back then for your future? Can you remember?
Oh, it had always been to have healthy kids, a healthy relationship, and to be loving parents who would guide our youngest child as she was then, and any future children, as there's another one now, in the positives in life.
And finally,
there's more.
Yep, last question for our time machine. What pearls of wisdom would you tell your younger self back in 1991?
Oh, probably to have more tolerance, because as you know, as a young mum yourself, back, you know, your life changes entirely. You know, when you're sleep deprived, for example, you know, you don't function as normal. So it would be, you know, more tolerance. And we were touching on this before. If everyone had a little more tolerance in life, whether it be with young kids, whether it be with a neighbour, whether it be on the road, whether it be with people opposing views, you know, political or philosophical, a little more tolerance from both sides goes a long way to making us happier people in life.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. That one? Hope Time Machine?
That was great.
Very good.
I actually liked that game. Yeah. It was a bit of a serious one, actually. But,
it wasn't.
But you know what? That was really good. And Rick, we really appreciate you coming in and taking the time out.
And can I just say, it's always a pleasure to listen to you guys. And, you know, lovely, you know, positive songs, positive messages. So, you know, I wish you all the very best for the future. And can I say from the bottom of my heart, God bless you all.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you so much.
Maybe one more time, Rick, before we go. Can you just shout out for the phone number?
Sure, 9313-0985. Now, we're doing a lot of talking, so really we should be trying to convince you people listening, you lovely positive people listening, to donate money for 98.5 for their appeal to keep on going. So please donate 9313-0985 and keep this wonderful station going.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.